this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Up on the roof this morning. Yes, we are, because Ben Murphy is here, Director of Marketing with Quality Roofing Solutions. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I don't know. I wanted to just keep playing that. I played a little too long. I just want to play that song and lose myself in memories and dancing. And
yeah, just kind of drift away and not have a worry in the world, right?
And how appropriate, the Drifters.
That's right.
So you probably didn't even know that, but that's the Drifters.
Oh, I got that thing on my Apple Music. Don't you worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about Quality Roofing Solutions and all the amazing things y'all do for our community.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. Thank you for having us in today. Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operated residential and commercial roofing contractor. We service all the way from the Mobile area through Okaloosa and Walton County. So anybody who has issues with maybe a repair, or they're looking at a replacement, maybe you own a business and you're thinking it may be time to address that roof and that building that you own, we're here to help in any way we can.
Okay, so how can we find out more about you, your website, phone numbers, in case someone would like to have someone come out and do an inspection?
Yeah, that's right. We'd love to help you out. An estimate is free. You can get in touch with our team here in Pensacola and throughout the Gulf Coast at 850-788-7691, or visit our website at qualityroofingsolutions.com. Encourage you to give us our team a call. We've got an incredibly talented team who is very knowledgeable, years of experience in the industry. They're all very, very friendly. And if you just have any questions or you're not sure what's going on with your roofing system, our team would be happy to help in any way we can.
Well, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, so you definitely can text a question or comment in this morning if you want to talk directly to Ben at 850-437-1620. So I think one of the things on a lot of folks' minds, I noticed yesterday afternoon, I went, ooh, the humidity's back, the heat is back.
Oh, it's starting to climb, isn't
and
it?
And we're going to maybe get those little afternoon showers, but it doesn't cool off much. So it's obvious that you have the outside roof, but also, are there things the homeowners could be looking for inside that are affected by a poor quality roof?
Well, that's a great point, Meg. You know, we had that little bit of reprieve with some rain over the weekend, and then we are back into some night, and that was even a couple weeks ago, I guess, at this point. But yeah, we're starting to get up there in heat. I noticed my air conditioner is running more and more. You know, so things to look for on the inside that a homeowner can check out: insulation, making sure that's sound, making sure that their, of course, air conditioner systems tuned up. And the other things that are important, though, are attic ventilation and making sure that that hot air isn't hanging out too long inside of your attic and making your air conditioner work overtime. And we've actually seen a lot of our customers utilize the Attic Breeze solar fans. And these things are really cool. They're a solar-powered fan, so you don't have to have solar power. They are powered by solar. And it's an exhaust fan that helps pull that heat out of your attic space.
So this is not going to be running up your electric bill because it's solar powered.
Exactly. Okay. And if anything, it's going to help reduce that electric bill because you're going to be putting less strain on that air conditioner. It's going to be having to run a little bit less because it's not having to compete with the attic if there is hot air creeping in from the attic. So that's a great way to make sure that you know, you're putting some investment into your home. It has some value. It doesn't have to be just with a roof replacement. If you already have an existing roof, you can install or have our team install one of these Solar Breeze attic fans.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen a lot of traction on them over the last couple of weeks. So
I've heard some things of that. So that's what you mean when you say Attic Breeze?
Yes, Attic Breeze. Yeah.
Okay.
Attic Breeze is the manufacturer. They've got a really great warranty. They've got a couple of different models of solar fan, depending on the size of the home and how much. Sometimes you need one or two, depending on the size of the attic space. And, our team could help you understand what would be appropriate for your home. But they are a great option to have. Take some of that strain off that air conditioner.
Oh yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, it probably does make some sense.
Yeah,
literally
in your pocket.
That's right. Hey, I mean, save where you can. Mm-hmm. I mean, utility bills are always going to be there, so if there's ways that you can help kind of reduce that monthly liability, absolutely, it could end up paying for itself.
Well, when you mentioned something about insulation, so that's something that seems to be not talked about a whole lot. Do you have any tips or advice in terms of that and how that can help your whole system or your house?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important that, again, you have that proper insulation. I think understanding that there needs to be the right amount of airflow inside of the attic. Sometimes people I'll just open up, or I've got the ridge vents and they're fine, but making sure that balance is good. Also, when we're doing an inspection or, doing all our estimates, we look in the attic. So we can, not necessarily that we're there for the insulation side, but we can see if there's any issues with the insulation, but more so if there's any wet insulation that may be from a leak or, water intrusion. So that can be, let me just say, it's a great time to go ahead and just have your roof checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Just get an estimate, have an understanding of what's going on. If there's nothing wrong with your roof, I've said it before and I'll say it again, we're happy to tell you that. If you do have something going on with your roof, I would encourage you to be proactive on it. Take advantage of getting that problem solved before we get into the season.
Okay. Well, you've mentioned already that you have some sales going on right now and that you have had some sales. And you told me, I think it was last week, that you've had a couple of Pep Talk listeners give a call in. So maybe talk a little bit about what they've found and how things have worked out for them.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool. We've had really a cool collection or a group of Pep listeners. I was talking to one of our sales reps who he was talking with a gentleman who was like a property manager of a church, and he had heard about us on Pep Radio. Had a couple of people out on the beach who have heard the show.
Oh, I love that.
I had one of our office administrators tell me that one of our customers came in and said, I listen to you guys every week. So,
great.
Things like that are fantastic. And, we're here to help in any way we can. With our Pep team, we had our Pep check a couple months ago where we were doing that free inspection with the photo report and everything like that. That was really, really well received. So thank you to our Pep listeners. We love being a part of this community. Of course, if you do have any roofing questions, I'm happy to answer the best I can. But again, we have a team of experts available that you can contact anytime you have that question.
Okay, so what's your number there?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay, we're talking with Ben Murphy. He's the Director of Marketing for Quality Roofing Solutions. And one of the things that's on everybody's mind, we're only a couple of weeks away from the storm season. So what should we be thinking about? Maybe our roof is okay, but what other things I should be looking at if I want to take a walk around the house now and see maybe what needs to be done? Because, by the way, if you do need something done, now's the time to do it.
That's right. Well, I'll go ahead and say it, Meg. We say the dreaded season. We're talking about hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
June 1st starts hurricane season, and that doesn't necessarily mean that's when the bad weather is going to start. We live along the Gulf Coast. We see those thunderstorms that roll in through the north end of the county. We see the storms that come in off the Gulf. So they can pop up at any time. And really what you want to be on the lookout for just as a homeowner, from a visual side, just on the ground, looking for maybe shingles that are popping up, that you can see are starting to lift up. That indicates that those nails that are holding down the plywood underneath are starting to pop out. We call those nail pops.
Mm-hmm. When you see those, does that mean that you have to have the whole roof replaced, or is it possible to replace sections? How does that work?
That's a great question, Meg. And you don't necessarily have to replace the whole roof. Sometimes it is more advantageous to just go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. I had a really good friend of mine reach out this past week. He's experienced some leaking issues from that recent rain. He had one of our team members come out and give him an estimate. And it was really, it's more cost effective for him to go ahead and do a replacement. Not that the repair cost was so high, but the life on the roof, he only has about 5 years left on it.
Oh, I see.
Okay, I could spend this on this repair,
mm-hmm.
or I can just go ahead and make that investment. And the thing that I think a lot of folks might not know about is, you know, when you move forward with that new roof replacement and do that ice and water shield, that secondary water barrier underneath, which is required, well, not a a water barrier or a laminate is required underneath the shingle, but that ice and water shield, you get an additional discount on your insurance. And when you get that new roof and you send that proof, if you will, to your insurance company, that can often lower your premiums for your insurance. So really, you might be able to offset the cost of that new roof pretty quickly through the savings that you realize on your insurance
mm-hmm.
premium. So
right.
Now is the time to go ahead and take advantage of, again, that free estimate. Just have a estimator come out and give a once-over. They are actually going to come out and walk on that roof. We are going to show up on site. Yes, there are ways we could do a satellite estimate and just send you over something, but we want to look at it. We want to touch it. We want to inspect inside the attic. That really can not only give us the best insight of what's going on with that roofing system, but we want to make sure we're giving you that level of transparency so you know what's going on with your roofing system.
Well, and you have it. What's interesting is we've talked before, so you have different people that work for you that sort of specialize in different things. So I'm out of my yard. They're going over the roof. We're talking about everything. I own it on this show, and I don't know a thing about it. Now, I've learned a lot more since Ben's been coming in, but when you finally have to make those decisions, how do you decide what kind of roof to get? I mean, there's so many options out there, but you specialize in that, correct? And making those choices and what might be best for, because really, from neighborhood to neighborhood in this town, it can be so dramatically different what your roof's exposed or not exposed to.
Absolutely. And that's really why it's important to talk with a roofing expert, to talk through those nuances of, well, there may be requirements for your HOA, or there may be things, to your point, Meg, of where geographically that home is located, what may be the best option for
mm-hmm.
it. There may be a way to, again, unlock additional savings if you upgrade to a certain material. And those are all insights that a team member, an expert, can really help guide you through. And that's really what we're here to do, is guide you through that roofing process.
Okay, we've got a question in from one of our listeners, 850-437-1620, and this is a good one. Does that waterproof membrane make repair and replacement harder and more expensive?
No, not traditionally. I can't for 100% say no, it doesn't, but there may be some additional material cost if you have that, but if anything, that additional water barrier is going to be a more preventative, material, if
mm-hmm.
you will, that is going to help if that shingle fails, you've got that membrane there to stop that water intrusion. So there, again, there may be some additional material cost, but the savings and the prevention would, I feel like, far outweigh any negatives.
Okay, very good question. 850-437-1620. Got another one for you, very specific. Is quality roofing able to work at the Navy base, NAS Pensacola? Does everyone on their team have IDs that they can get access to the base and homes on the base?
We do have the availability to work on the base. We've done work on NAS. We've done work out on Eglin when they had a microburst come through.
That's right, yeah.
We did some work out that way. So, yes, we do have a team that would be able to assist you. To Meg's point, we've got specialists. Mm-hmm. So we've got crews that are available and have the ID requirements.
Oh, good. You know, that's great news.
Yeah, that's an important part. So give our team a call, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. Get in touch with us, but we'd love to help you out in any way we can.
Okay, so I've got a listener in their car, and they're sitting there, and they're going, oh, I know I need to do this.
Don't dread it.
Don't dread it. So how can I get ahead of all of this before the season hits, which is just a couple weeks away?
Well, you know, again, getting that inspection, getting that peace of mind. You don't want a named storm to be out in the Gulf, and that's the time you're really dreading it. And if there is something going on, it may be too late to actually address it. I can assure you our team is here to guide you through that process. We are extremely professional, and, mm-hmm. and it's not about pushing a sale or anything like that. It's about making sure that we are an expert and guide a customer through what that is. A lot of homeowners replace the roof every 10, 15 years, if not more. So it's not something that's as frequent as maybe an oil change or, you know, where it's a little like, okay, I know what to look for, or I've done this a bunch of times already this year.
Mm-hmm.
There are rule changes as far as permitting and things of that nature that we, of course, abide by as an organization, but making sure that everything that we do is up to code on your home. And that's of course, very, very important to all of our team.
Okay, another question just came in at 850-437-1620. Do you have a showroom where I can look and see the different types of shingles and things like that?
Great question. Yes. Yes, we do. We have a...
Because I'm thinking, how do you even pick a shingle?
Well, yeah.
I would not know the first... I mean, oh, that looks pretty.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think that's exactly the qualifications you might be looking for.
Well, I mean...
or part of it.
Yeah. That's at least one box of the criteria.
Right.
Yes, we do have a showroom. It's right off of West Herman Avenue in Pensacola, so conveniently located off of Interstate 110.
Uh-huh.
Come by, check it out. You can touch, feel. We've got sample boards that you can take home with you. You can look at those different materials. I say those sample boards take home with you, to your point, Meg. You want to make sure it looks nice with the aesthetic of your home, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does it match my shutters? How does it look in my neighborhood? Am I going to be the one with...
Well, you might be living in the shade or living in lots of sunlight, and that's going to make a big difference in how it looks, correct?
Absolutely. That's a very, very big part of it, too. Yeah, is a big shade. Is there supposed to a lot of sunlight? Are you potentially going to be selling this home in the next couple of years? Maybe that you might want to pick a color that's a little bit more generic and neutral that might appeal to more potential buyers. You know, considerations like that. Our team is here to help you and guide you through that process. And please come and visit our showroom. We'd love to have you in there. And again, check out the samples, check out the materials, and see what you feel would be a best fit for your home.
And some of that information is on your website, too.
Yes. Yes, it is. QualityRoofingSolutions.com. Our team has done a really great job of ensuring that our website is a resource for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of great tools on there, from an instant estimate tool through color selection tools. We've got a very comprehensive gallery of real roofs that we've done throughout the area. So you very well may.
That's helpful. Yeah. You can kind of see the finished product.
Absolutely. You know, and they're a bunch of different colors, a bunch of different style homes, so you can really get in a sense and very well maybe get some inspiration of, man, I'd love to do that on my home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm sitting here thinking, good idea, but I'll just wait and see if we have a storm. Why should I not? Why shouldn't I wait until after a storm blows through and then I need you?
Well, of course, we are going to be here if that does happen, if and when. We are not a go chase a storm organization, being here in the community for the last 20 years. We know what it is to endure these kinds of storms and what that looks like as a storm response. So, you know, I encourage our listeners to be proactive, Meg, because when that storm rolls through, you and your closest neighborhood or county very well may be needing that roof as well.
Mm-hmm.
So not only does that bring in a lot of kind of fly-by-night contractors who might not be providing the best services, but that also really puts a restriction on materials availability. Of course,
ooh, I hadn't even thought about that. It's one thing to have a contractor that might be a fly-by-night, but it didn't even dawn on me. You're right, because then all of a sudden what you need is in short supply.
Yeah, and you very well may be, you might have had your heart set or been thinking about one color, but you might very well be just stuck with this is what you get. And
mm-hmm.
I'll let our listeners know, not all shingles are made the same. We utilize a CertainTeed brand shingle, which we feel is really the pinnacle of an architectural shingle. The warranty they have is really bar none. It's mm-hmm. it's incredibly impressive, and there are certain caveats of that warranty, such as the act of God clause that you know, doesn't void the warranty on a CertainTeed shingle, where there are other shingles that as soon as there's a named storm, that warranty is void.
Really? Okay.
So, I mean, that's kind of
that's
a rule.
That's not good.
Yeah. So, you know, all these are considerations mm-hmm. and things. I was new to home services, to roofing when I joined Quality Roofing, and I have learned so much, and I'm so thankful to have the insight and be able to share these tips, really, because they are, I think, things that I would have loved to have known, and I'm very glad I had the opportunity to learn
mm-hmm.
Before doing a roof replacement.
Okay, well, we have just a few minutes left. Anything we haven't mentioned this morning? I know that you've wanted to talk about gutters in the past. You know, mention anything else today?
You know, Meg, I just want to give a shout-out again to our production team. They have been doing an incredible job with these beautiful days we've been having. They've been rocking and rolling. Actually,
I see your trucks.
Well, thank
out
you.
And about.
Thank you. I actually had one of your team members here stop me before I came in, and he mentioned that a roof went on just down the road from his house. And
mm-hmm.
he said it looked fantastic and complimented the crew. So, you know, I again encourage anybody who is on the fence or unsure about working with a roofing contractor. We've got over 1,600 reviews collectively throughout our Google profiles with a 4.9 rating.
Wow, that's impressive.
Tried, true, trusted. Quality Roofing Solutions has been here for 20 years. We're celebrating 20 years this year, and we're not going anywhere. So we'd love an opportunity to serve you in any way we can. And if you have any questions, again, our team is here to help you. Give us a call, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay, well, now is the time to do it. Don't procrastinate. Get those gutters clean. Get someone out to take give you an estimate. I mean, at least if you get an estimate, then you can figure out how, maybe come up with a game plan when you want to do it.
And we also have some very, very awesome financing options that make it very affordable. So we've got solutions for everybody.
Okay.
Quality Roofing Solutions. It's in the name.
All right. So what's that number one more time?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay. And what kind of day are we going to have?
We're going to have a quality day.
Thanks, Ben. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.